to be sort of a lot more aggression as well in the performance collectively down at Leighton Orient, which I know is something that's been touched on, and I guess you want to take into the Gillingham game
as
well.
Yeah, of course, and you know, we watched back the video just when the game and the Colchester game, and that was something that was missing, the aggression side of it. We were lucky to come away with 3 points at Colchester. We got hammered at Swindon, you know, so performance in terms of aggression on Tuesday is what we want to take into tomorrow.
Because
Yeah,
I mean, I guess the ability is there, isn't it, in the squad, if you can...
if you come and look at the way we train, you know, you'd be... Sometimes you'd be amazed how well we train as a group, you know, the standards up there are very, very high, you know, so... Hopefully that'll see us through in games, but you need to be aggressive, and that's what we were on Tuesday, so hopefully tomorrow, you know, that's what the manager wants, we can, you know, really set the tone early on.
I suppose it's not just physical aggression, but sort of almost mental aggression as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Also, just trying to win your battle against your opponents. I think that's the sign of being aggressive. And, you know, if there's 7 or 8 years on top of your man, then you've got a great chance to win the game.
The other thing as well is, I mean, I know you've touched upon the fact you've been a little bit frustrated, although you understand the reasons why you've not been in the side. But I guess, you know, listen, if you score goals as you did Tuesday, it should take care of itself, won't it?
Yeah, it will do. And, you know, I've had a few chances this season where keepers have made decent saves from me. So, you know, could be sitting here with 4 or 5 goals. It could be looking a lot rosier for me. But, you know, I'm at a big club now. I've got to, you know, bide my time getting the team and ultimately perform in a minute. So, you know, that's what I'm aiming to do if I'm called upon tomorrow.
You obviously, your track record speaks for itself at other clubs when you've been fit. Whereabouts are you now in terms of your...
It's one of them. On Tuesday, I felt it in my legs because I've been sitting on the bus and not playing, you know, down at Swindon, and didn't get on. So you feel quite leggy when you do actually play. I think you'd have to be a footballer to realise that. But, you know, hopefully if I'm called upon tomorrow, then the more minutes I get on, the better it's going to be for me over the course of the season. So, you know, I just want to be playing, and I mean, the sharper I get, then the more goals I'll hopefully score.
It was probably sort of quite encouraging, I guess, for the manager and yourself, the way that goal down there came about going forward. It was, I think we said obviously, it was scored at the match room but made at Motherwell, wasn't it?
Yeah. But obviously, you know, the manager wants someone to finish the crosses that are going in the box, and if you get a quality ball like me put in there, then hopefully I can get on the end of them and do what I've done on Tuesday. It was just nice to see it go in, and, you know, hopefully the fans can see that I can put the ball in the net if the right balls are in there.
And I guess, you know, as well, you had a pretty good partnership up at Fir Park, didn't you? If you
can
recreate that here.
Yeah, well, that was the aim at the start of the season. You know, it's been a bit in and out for both of us, but, you know, if we could keep that sort of connection that we had at Motherwell, and I'm sure over the season we'll be fine.
Just the thing as well is obviously it's the 125 anniversary as well on the day of the game. I mean, do you feel that sort of as players, or are you just sort of focused on the game? But it's just a reminder of the type of club that you're at.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's a big occasion for the club, but, you know, the lads really just want to concentrate on the game, and, you know, if we get 3 points, then we'll have a better night than if we don't.